TED Audio Collective.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. The meteoric rise of Silicon Valley thinkers and innovators has created a bit of a pigeonhole of what many people think of when they think of entrepreneurship. But Satish Kanwar wants to challenge this narrative, offering history as a way to remind us how much of the startup spirit is in our blood. Through his time at Shopify and Jet Cooper, Satish has a lot of experience in the modern world of innovation. And today, he shares his perspective, hoping to inspire the entrepreneur in all of us.
A friend from school approached me about joining him to start a design agency together. And I was off on a new adventure to build my first legitimate business. And I was off on this new journey of building something uniquely my own. It meant the entire world to me. I put my everything into this. My friends and family, relationships and hobbies, food and entertainment, every success and failure. There was no longer a me that was not my business. Only a single shared identity. And we built some amazing things that people still use every day. And that eventually got us an exciting new opportunity to sell the business. It was the right thing for our team. It was the right thing on paper, and we were excited. That's not exactly how it felt on the inside. I was in mourning. I was starting to have an identity crisis. I had worked so hard to be a real entrepreneur, and now I didn't even own a business anymore. Who did this make me now? Back in a job? It didn't just feel like I sold a thing. It felt like I had sold a piece of myself. The truth is, it took me longer than I care to admit to realize that I had been thinking about my identity the completely wrong way. Being an entrepreneur wasn't attached to this business. It was about the journey that got me there. Entrepreneurship is a mindset. If I asked you to name an entrepreneur, you'd probably say Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, or Elon Musk. But we've let Silicon Valley steal this idea from us and put it on a pedestal. What about small businesses, intrapreneurs, freelancers, side hustlers, doctors, teachers, public servants, even Instagrammers? Who is and isn't an entrepreneur? Entrepreneurship is a part of who we all are. We don't just say someone is or isn't creative. We know there are less creative people and more creative people, but creativity is in everyone. We've all had a creative moment. So it's not fair to say that entrepreneurship is or isn't there. The question is how much? And if we can think of entrepreneurship in this way, we can also develop it. We can't assume we'll always do what we have before, not forever, 9 to 5 until age 65. So how do you not get left behind? The future will demand and reward an entrepreneurial mindset. And I want to tell you 3 ways that you can start to grow your own entrepreneurial mindset. Number 1, say yes to more. Yes is hard. Yes means we have to do something. Yes, we can fail. But when we say yes, we open ourselves up to risks and we can measure the returns. And start with the simple yeses. Take that coffee meeting, volunteer with that group, try a new activity with a friend. The more you say yes, the more you learn. Number 2, don't wait for they. We're all guilty of this. They need to do something. They'll take care of this. When are they going to look at that? Who is they? I've never met them. When we say they, we free ourselves of responsibility and turn into bystanders. Every they moment is an opportunity for you to expand your skills and create more value. Take it. And number three, find the small wins. There's a lot we need to do here, and no one is saying you have to do it all at once. We have to get better at breaking down the problem into small chunks that we can wrap our head around, wherever that might take us on our journey. I like to treat my small chunks as projects. Projects are a beautiful thing. Projects have a start, they have a finish, they have a clear, achievable goal. And when you focus on goals instead of tasks, you can also tie your work directly to their impact. Do these three things tomorrow. Entrepreneurship is the future of work, and we are all entrepreneurs.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Toronto, Ontario. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Toronto. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.